Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic, Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at the appropriate amount of information to collect before acting and what to do after you get to that amount. I am incredibly tired, so today's improv video may be more improv and more rambling than usual. I was up late last night. It was the U.S. elections. I gathered enough information to vote, voted, waited for the decision to come in. Done. I'm not going to listen to the news today. I'm not going to listen to the pundits. I don't need any more information. Now, some people will be like, oh, why? You know, you should be, as a citizen, you should be collecting all this information, yada, yada, yada. So, tip to you, collect enough information to make your decision and act and no more. There's a reason for that. The reason for that is pretty simple. There's a finite amount of time that we all have. There's a finite amount of mental power we all have. And there is a fundamental risk of using up that time and that energy on information that doesn't affect our ability to act. So let me give you a security example. Let's suppose you have in your purview 20 different security tools. Let's say you have a team of, I don't know, 8, 10 people, and those people, each one's responsible for two tools, one a primary, one a backup, and there's some cross-training going on, right? And your job is to lead this security team. Now, there's a couple of different leadership styles I've seen. There's the leadership style that is the traditional technologist. I want to know all those tools. I want to understand all the content coming in from all those tools. To lead my team, I need to be an expert in all 20 of these tools, right? Expert power. To make good decisions, I need to understand the full functionality of these 20 tools. Informational power. To act, I need to dig in and be constantly informed as to what all these people are doing and what's going on. There's the other way of doing it, which is to say, I don't know. you guys are the experts. That's why you're on my team. Give me enough information to make a decision, no more, no less. And then once I have enough information to make a decision, I'm going to decide. It's going to be a prompt decision, and then I'm going to back whatever the decision is. This is a balancing act because there are pressures that will lead us to make a decision really quickly with very little information. Not a good thing. There's also the flip side, which is fixing in the problem and trying to get way too much information. So somewhere between those two extremes you want to fall. And you want to make sure that you're not collecting data to collect data. You also want to make sure you're not leaping to any sort of decisions. A good book on this is Thinking Fast and Slow. If you're interested, check out that book. But as you go forward, and next time you're making a decision, ask yourself, do I have enough information? Am I just collecting information to collect information at this point? Or have I decided too quickly, and do I really need to think this through? Hard, hard thing to do. When was the last time you had to make a decision with not enough information? Probably yesterday. Tell me about it. Hit me up in comments. Beat me on Twitter, and have a good day.